Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, are you paying attention to the fact that we have the accuser of brethren at work? I mean, big time. The very laws which run antithetical to the Constitution that they call laws, that undermines the Constitution that they call laws, are in fact not laws, just so you know. But isn't it interesting how they are browbeating everybody into submission to their will? And also notice to the mainstream media, the only people that they highlight are the controlled slaves. They always highlight the controlled slaves. They always show you what a slave looks like, and they always try to basically reflect a happy slave, a smiley face, someone that's happy in their licentious, sinful lifestyle. Folks, pay attention to what's going on, because they're not promoting freedom through their said laws. They're creating slaves. They're wielding and forging your chains, and this only works for the ignorant, none outside of that box, let me tell you firsthand. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that we have some dates filling up for next month. We're going down south. We're going to be with Alan Keyes again, and we're looking at a couple more dates to be confirmed in Ohio and in Tennessee, and possibly Indiana. We'll see how that works out. But we are going to be back out on the road next month. We just got off the road, as you well know, and we are getting ready to get back out on that road again. Luke 19:10, Matthew 22:48, Mark 16:15. Read those scriptures and you'll understand. Cool. Again, if you want to call in, please do. I've got much to cover today. We're going to be talking about the counterfeits. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, just so we all understand as to who we are listening to here on the Sons of Liberty. Isn't it interesting? Satan said to Jesus, "Bow down and worship me, and I'll give all of this to you." Isn't it interesting that the best that the conservatives have today, once again, another unmasking taking place here, friends. If it's not Candace Owens, it's Ben Shapiro. They say good things, no doubt about it, but they're antichrists, at least speaking of Ben Shapiro. And now another one surfaces, none other than Joe Rogan. And I didn't know that this man was this blind. I really didn't. ignorance. I really didn't know that he was that ignorant. And I'm trying to figure out why are people taken with his message? Because it is the spirit of the world. That's why. And when I go over to 1 John 4, I can explain that to you because it should come clear to those that understand, 86% of you that claim to be Christians anywhere. Anyways, 1 John 4, 5, it says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. And isn't it interesting when you read the book of John, 1 John chapter 2, it talks about the spirit of Antichrist that teaches you to love the things of the world and the pride of life and the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the love of the world. And that's exactly what those that are promoted in the conservative realm promote. And if it's not all of them, well, it's in part. But you never hear anybody on television or on the radio, friends, that are preaching the pure, unadulterated Word of God or the pure, unadulterated Constitution with the best interpretations in which we have given unto us by our forefathers. No, they always got to throw someone out there that talks out of both sides of their mouth. And here's a prime example. I thought this was kind of humorous, but I didn't understand. Again, Joe Rogan was this ignorant, but he is. But again, this may explain as to why people listen to him, because only the ignorant are going to follow the ignorant. I'm not saying, again, he doesn't have good things to say, but you know what? Shame on you, Joe, to say the least. I want you to listen to this spewing fourth of ignorance in action. And you can go ahead and watch it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both those pages. Subscribe. Check it out.
Even a literal translation?
Yeah. Someone walked on water. Someone came back from the grave. And yes, God inspired the Bible. Yes. Amen, amen, amen.
Are you an Old Testament guy or New Testament guy?
Both.
Well, the New Testament was made by Constantine, who was a...
Yep, he's that ignorant, friends. He really is.
I would like to ask for volunteers to somebody. Would somebody mail Joe Rogan a book?
Like all these people that are like really into the New Testament. And like, I'll talk about Old Testament shit, and people get mad at me on Twitter. They'll send me this hate text. You understand, motherfucker, what the difference is between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah, neither one of them are you allowed to talk like that.
Because the New Testament is utter horseshit. It's created by a bishop and an emperor. That's a fact.
Listen to this guy. This is Joe Rogan, friends. This is why he's being promoted on radio and on television, on social media platforms.
Like established religious.
The blind
fact.
Lead the blind, they all end
Everyone
up in the ditch, right? Well, this
from.
Explains
and
much.
No. The first person to refer to the canon of Scripture was Athanasius. He wasn't cozy with the emperor. He wasn't in with the emperor. Athanasius was told, don't you know the whole world is against you? He said, let it be known that Athanasius is against the whole world.
He's confronting Joe Rogan. Of course, you see this.
Somebody needs to get their facts straight.
That was written hundreds of years after the death of Jesus. So what are you talking about? Because if you're talking about...
What was written hundreds of years after the death of Jesus? Not the Gospels themselves. Not the epistles themselves.
Why do guys...
What he's talking about is the table of contents.
Why do women...
The table of contents...
If women do,
over,
and I'm sure there's some that
years.
Do.
That's true enough. And
listen to a guy like a Joe Rogan. I've never understood
the
it.
Table of contents was
I can listen to about 2 minutes of him. He's not
forth.
Drunk at
the
that
letters,
point.
The Gospels, the...
I guess it's his guests that pull the people in.
Themselves,
which doesn't say a lot for him, but...
Early.
Fact of the matter is, old Joey needs to give Bradley Dean a call.
Go deep. What, go to the Dead Sea Scrolls. Go to the most ridiculous.
Not another drink there, Joey.
Of that, and tell me you basing your life on that, because that's even more preposterous. They found them in clay pots in Qumran.
Clay pots. This book can't be true. It's printed on paper.
Folks, I just wanted to give you a little taste of Joe Rogan. Yes, he is this ignorant. Again, Joey, if you'd love to have Bradley Dean on, I would love to fly in and sit there and have a conversation with you. You're to find your faith in the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, not in the words of men's wisdom, right? Or the wisdom of men's words. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Joey needs to give Bradley a call. Somebody make that happen. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, Joe Rogan, make that happen. I would love to be a part of that. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I was making reference to 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 right before the end of the last segment. Folks, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Men are used in the process, but in spite of men, the Lord has his written word, and it's been inspired by himself. What is it for? Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And that's exactly what needs to happen here with old Joey, let me say it that way. And I'm not saying it in a derogatory fashion, though I am in part, but sometimes it gets to the point where it's so ridiculous, you have to laugh. You really do. Because it infuriates me to no end as to what's happening here. Well, I want to go over to this really quick and highlight a couple more things before we get over to our main topics. And what is it? Well, one of the things that I've continuously told you guys, my listeners, on sonsoflibertyradio.com here, is the fact that they are pushing Ron DeSantis up the political ladder. Now, you can say what you will, but go back in the 17 years of radio here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean and or Tim Brown, and if you show us our error, we will be more than happy to correct ourselves. But you're not going to find that because we're not basing our conversations on our opinions. We're basing them on the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, period, which both, in fact, bring about the resolve if you have a willing and an obedient people that will eat the good of the land if they're willing to fight for it. right? That's what Scripture tells us. 1 Timothy 6:12, read it when you get a moment, along with the Old Testament concerning if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land in the book of Isaiah. So, going forward, Ron DeSantis is the man. He is in the mainstream media constantly. If they didn't want you to know about Ron DeSantis, they would not promote him, regardless if it's good, bad, or ugly. It all works for them, and it all works for us as well. But here's the point. This guy talks out of both sides of his mouth. Now, this is the guy that, in so many words, pointed his finger back at those that were unvaccinated about a year and a half ago concerning this whole pandemic, along with him and the governor from Alabama, if you remember right. And this is also the guy that wrote or signed on to a bill, SB 200, I believe it is, in Florida, where it gives, well, he's fighting for the people's rights in the mainstream media. Behind closed doors, this is the guy signing on to bills that give the Department of Health some legislative authority, which is completely unconstitutional, therefore null and void, to go ahead and to quarantine people and to vaccinate them at will. I'm not kidding you. We've done several shows on this. Okay? Now we have Ron DeSantis doing this in front of the people, and I want you to pay attention as to how the game is played, friends. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. They follow the script, they do what they're told, and when they do what they're told, friends, they confuse the people. And this is what's really confusing, because here comes Ron DeSantis again, and look what he does with these young people at a press conference, namely at the workforce education. Check this out.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them.
Masks off, he's saying. He's not doing anything. We got to stop this.
COVID theater. This is ridiculous.
Okay, wait a second. He called it COVID theater. I wonder where he got that from, because that's what we were calling it from right off the get-go, because we were exposing the politicians that were promoting through fear of man, which brings a snare, to tell everybody to wear their mask. Well, we found them doing just the exact opposite. If it wasn't that they were flying from Denver to Mississippi during Thanksgiving, or if they weren't saying it was political theater, namely the interpreter for Michigan tyrant, the tyrannical governor Gretchen Whitmer, the interpreter there, she called it a theater. Putting up false pretenses, or in Pennsylvania, the same thing happened there, or in Virginia, the same thing. You guys get the point. They say one thing and they do the opposite. Well, this is another prime example of just that. Okay? So the mainstream media comes in and says Florida Governor DeSantis asked high school students to remove masks at events. He said this is ridiculous. If it's ridiculous, Mr. Governor, then why is it that this was allowed in your state? I'm just curious. You called it theater, and that's exactly what it was. Did he blurt the truth out in his confusion? No. To those that know the difference know that that's exactly what he did. But to those that didn't know the difference, they got to be wondering why the governor's now saying, stop the theater. What do you mean theater? Well, theater means they're acting things out. So he just told you exactly what this has all been about, and we know it to be a fact. Right? Well, look at this. This is brand new. This is by nationalreview.com. DeSantis closes the curtain on COVID theater. Whoa. Whoa, he's really standing up for the people once again, isn't he? Wow, that's amazing to me. But again, pay attention to what he did and is doing, Matthew 7:16. Okay? I also noticed just recently that DeSantis is targeting that of Disney, which is in his state. Right? He said, how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with the relationship from the Communist Party of China? Now, why would a governor say that Disney, which in fact, if you lay it and hold it up to the light of the law, is living out or acting out in a treasonous fashion in his state? So is this as far as it goes? Of course, this is all politicians do. They know what's going on behind closed doors. I want you to think about this. The governor from Florida, Ron DeSantis, targets Disney, said the Daily Wire. He said, how did they possibly explain lining their pockets with the relationship from the Communist Party of China? That's treason, Mr. DeSantis. If you'd like to read Article 3, Section 3, that's a big no-no in our country. Why are you allowing that to happen in the state of Florida? Why is he not enforcing the law? Why is he not executing the law to the fullest extent concerning those that are committing the act of treason in his state, namely Disney? He knows, folks, who he works for. He knows how to confuse people because he's following a script. Now go out there and say this. Now go out there and do this. But wait a second. That's the opposite of what I just said. Just do what you're told. Just do what you're told. And you think that's crazy. Do you remember when Jesse Ventura was on the program with us, friends? He said, did you know that in every state, the CIA is installed at the state capitals? Just think about that. Completely illegal. The CIA's operation. So who are these governors working for? You do the math. You do the math. Now, I also told you that they were teeing up DeSantis for a presidential run, didn't I? And I also brought in Kristi Noem because Kristi Noem acts just like DeSantis. And when they try to put them out there as the bad guys, rest assured what they're doing is promoting them as the good guys. They did the same thing with Trump, but people weren't paying attention to the fact that Trump was playing sleight of hand, saying one thing to his followers and then doing just the exact opposite concerning what it was that he said to his followers. You know, he was promoting how to make America great again. What he was doing behind closed doors, friends, again through sleight of hand, was Matthew 7:16, was bringing forth fruit that was destroying his followers and America. That's what people don't pay attention to. But it's another one of those I told you so's. So we have the New York Times again. We want the people that are going to fight the left, said Ron DeSantis, right? Says the man out trumping Trump. Really? Didn't we tell you this is coming, friends? It's as predictable can be. It's as easy to detect this by the anointing as the nose on your face if you're willing to open up your eyes. Do you have eyes to see? I trust that you do. Do you have ears to hear? I trust that you do. Well, then pay attention to the obvious, friends. I've said it 1,000 times. With a question mark, do you like being lied to? Nope. I don't like you being lied to. That's why we tell you the truth. That's why we shame the devil here, friends, that you might be found in Christ. See, because the truth works repentance. It really does. It leads you to repentance when you're convicted of the life that you now live and your own deceptive world. Okay? The Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to what? Bring you to the foot of the cross with the law in the hand of the preacher. Right? Exodus 20. Read the whole thing. You've broken every one of them, and it should drive you to the foot of the cross. And there is the Christ. Read Hebrews 12:2 when you get a moment. Cool? Okay, so with that said, I don't want to cover too much stuff outside of the main topics here because, again, there's much to cover here. But what I do want to do, or get to, I should say, is counterfeit Christianity. Just recently, and these are people all across the board, friends, in the United States, people we know, people that we don't know, people we thought we respected, they are just making excuse after excuse for their lack of Christianity. Well, and I'm here to tell you, friends, again, that's not grace. That's a lack of grace. It's like an excuse is what they're looking for rather than the answer. Well, when we run out of excuses, which we will sooner or later because time is pushing us that way to the judgment day, Hebrews 9:27, I hope that we can get it right before that day. Cool? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on him to be a leader for peace, President Joe Biden announced that he's adding $800 million in military aid for Ukraine.
And let there be no doubt, no uncertainty, no question. America stands with the forces of freedom. We always have and we always will. And may God protect their young Ukrainians who are out there defending their country.
Biden calls Zelensky's speech convincing and significant, but did not address his pleas for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. The number of new coronavirus deaths worldwide fell by 17% in the last week, while COVID-19 infections rose, reversing a decline in cases that first began in January, according to the latest numbers from the World Health Organization. The WHO said there were more than 11 million new COVID-19 infections last week and about 43,000 new deaths. This is USA Radio News. The United States Customs Agency says it's holding imported goods from Chinese sports brand Li Ning after an investigation indicated they were made by North Korean labor. U.S. law prohibits imports of goods made in North Korea or by North Korean citizens without proof they weren't made by forced labor, according to a notice by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The goods will be forfeitive if Li Ning can't provide clear and convincing evidence within 30 days that it wasn't made by convict, forced, or indentured labor. BMW and Volkswagen warned this week that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is causing shortages of vital components, forcing them to reduce vehicle production in Europe. The war is having a negative effect on the auto supply chains, which have already been battered by the shortages of semiconductors. BMW said that bottlenecks at its suppliers in Ukraine have forced the automaker to adjust or interrupt production at a number of factories, which is likely to have more negative impact on vehicle sales figures. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
Got to address this. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. Go to the SOL Radio Live on sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to that live feed. Listen carefully. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Let me say it again. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. We need more money. We need more money. We need more money. Okay? Does this sound familiar? Notice how everything the government does, it's pushed through necessity. It's the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves, if you go along with it. Okay? Where did Ukraine get all that money? Oh, by the way, don't forget the fact that last week we exposed Mr. Zelensky for the homosexual that he is. He's a sodomite. Crimes against nature here in America, okay? But that should come as no surprise due to the fact that the American people allowed this to become the woman of the year. A man by the name of Rachel Levine. Okay, I don't know what his real first name was, but Mr. Levine wants you to believe that he is a woman, and USA Today proclaimed him to be the woman of the year. This is an abomination, and this man was appointed by none other than Joe Biden. Okay, but he's still there, friends. He's still there. I'm looking at the White House page right now concerning the $800 million. I'm kind of curious, where did he get that $800 million? Was it approved by the Congress? Was it given to the people to decide, or did he take it upon himself in assuming authority that was never given unto him? The secondary, the latter part of what I just said concerning my point. President Biden today announced an additional $800 million in security assistance to Ukraine, bringing the total U.S. security assistance committed to Ukraine to $1 billion in just the past week. In just the past week, folks, your coffers are being raped at will. And it's always through some emergency that they come up with. Who's to gain? Let me ask you, it's about freedom, said Joe Biden, but whose freedoms are being stripped away as their coffers are being robbed by them, by the same people that are telling them that they're fighting for their freedoms? Ah, Americans. You know, the saying is you can oppress a people only for so long before they, you know, defy or stand up. When does that happen lawfully in this country? I'm ashamed. Where did Biden get the authority to do that? Last week, I highlighted the fact that they passed a $1.5 trillion bill in the middle of the night. Just the same way they did the same, folks, they did the same thing in 1913 concerning the IRS, the same thing they did after September 11th, something called the Patriot Act. Not one person had time to read those bills. It's the same thing that just happened here. Trump did the same thing, not once, but twice. I wish people would pay attention to the facts of the matter rather than what they want to hear. Because what you want to hear is taking you the direction you don't want to go. And the Bible's clear when it says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. Read Proverbs 14, okay? Matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now. I believe it is Proverbs 14, verse 12. Let's see if I am correct. That is correct. I just wanted to cross-check, friends. It's always important that we cross-check. So, going over to what we see today in America. Okay, this is why we're in trouble. And this is coming, by the way, this whole article that I just wrote, it came up because of a conversation that was had that we've seen on social media platforms by people we had more respect for. But just give it a little time with them, too, because you'll see what they're really about. I mean, their cross, friends, is the furthest thing from the cross of Jesus Christ. Their cross is to go out every once in a while and stand there with a sign in protest. That's to the extremity of some people. Some people don't even go that far, right? I want you to listen carefully. A counterfeit Christianity always wants to drop down to the imperfect. That is, a counterfeit Christianity always wants to drop down to the imperfect. These are the ones that are saying, I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. None of us are perfect. Boy, oh boy. A counterfeit Christianity always wants to drop down to the imperfect and adjust itself to the popular mind, but a real Christianity ever seeks to be made perfect in God. Boy, why are professed Christians looking for excuses when the Bible talks about perfection? The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Wow. When you go to 1 John, it tells us that those that are born of God cannot sin. I'm trying to figure out how this works. 1 John 3:9 tells us, listen again, just holding to the word, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Oh, Bradley, are you perfect? No, I'm not talking about my gospel. I'm talking about the gospel. I am not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. I'm just laying to you that make excuses for your sin why it is that you always go that direction. Because you don't seek holiness. which is the gratitude and gratitude out of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. You don't understand the cross because you've never been to the cross, and that's why you make excuses for your sin that nails Christ to the cross. Hey, folks, we all understand that there are many Christians, as they call themselves, who are Christians in theory only. And we notice because we take note that they are worldlings in practice. Yeah, they're hypocrites. And this is why the world mocks professed Christians. Because they're looking for excuses, but yet the world can exemplify and exhibit perfection. The roles are backwards. And it shows you who these that are seeking excuses for their imperfections are feeding upon. And what it is that they're feeding upon. That's all you have to do is to check me, cross-check what I'm saying, and go to 2 Peter 2:21. Look to their fruitlessness. There's no such thing as a fruitless Christian. And a Christian doesn't mean that you say the prayer, you're going to heaven, and you give your 10% every month. That's not Christianity, friends, though it's a part of it. But that's where you stop. Hang on. These understand not scripture when it comes to grace, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20, Ephesians 2:8 through 10. Read 2:8 through 10 in Ephesians. Don't stop at verse 8. Again, friends, they're enemies of the cross, for they've never repented from their sins. That's why they make excuses for their sins. They never repented. That's the message of the Gospels, professors. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for your violation and transgressions of breaking God's laws into 1,000 pieces. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Hey, folks, this we know if we are among those who are born anew of the Spirit, because we do not do that which, we do that which the leader of the Spirit leads us to do. Read John 3, 3. In Romans 8:14. And again, Christ is the standard. Not their excuses, but boy, do they hold to their excuses. Doesn't it amaze you and even offend you when people try to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh? Galatians 5:13, it offends me. They look, folks, listen carefully. They love to look for excuses for their imperfections. They say that they are not perfect, they are just forgiven. Forgiven of what? You're only forgiven of what you've repented of. That's where you're going to find mercy. You fail to understand the cross in the center of your confusion. And this is why the world can't take them seriously. I want to tell you where they are perfect, though. They're perfect sinners, and they hold to it. Listen to them and watch them. They are perfect sinners, and they love to have it so. Now, let's look at an unregenerate man as a parable for a moment, shall we? Okay? Read 2 Corinthians 2:14. Lining it all up with Scripture. You go into a gym where you see posters all over the walls of Mr. Olympia and bodybuilders and bodybuilding champions, and then you see these little skinny guys staring up at these posters. Those who were on the posters started the same way, just for the record, in hopes of becoming what they also are beholding. Okay? Before those guys were Mr. Olympia or bodybuilding champions, they were the skinny guy that walked in and noticed posters up on the wall too. Read 2 Peter 3:18. Is the one that wants to become Mr. Olympia, does he look for excuses? No, answer the question, all of you. Does the one that wants to become Mr. Olympia, just like the guy in the poster right in front of his eyes, right? The author and the finisher of what he desires to become, does he look for excuses? Not at all. This is a worldling. If he were, you could tell by his lack of growth and his disproportionate body. You could see that he doesn't eat right, train right. He never spends time in the Word, by the way, speaking of the natural and the spiritual. He knows all about politics, but he knows nothing of the Word of God. He is, in short, just a counterfeit and does nothing more than to try to speak the language of excuses as deceive not only himself, but also others that are just as insincere. Okay? He wants everybody to just go along with his own deceptions. These counterfeits want others to be taken with their hypocrisies. I want to say this too, and I'll come right back to it. These counterfeits also like to use metaphysics, abstract theories, humanistic terms outside of scripture. They love to speak about positivisms and the such. I'll come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about counterfeit Christianity. All this positivism. These positivism. All this positive talk. It's humanism. That's what it is. It's metaphysics. These are the people that talk positive, but they're making excuses for their sins. I just gave you a natural analogy, a parable, if you would, of a man that wants to be Mr. Olympia. He's a skinny little guy, walks into the gym, looks up at the posters. He wants to become just like that which he sees on the poster. He wants to become Mr. Olympia. Does he make excuses on the way to becoming Mr. Olympia? Absolutely not, because the guy that was Mr. Olympia found an excuse, right? Not to listen to his excuses any longer. That's how he got the job done. And out of gratitude, when we see Christ on the cross dying for our sins as the propitiation for the sins of the world, and by the way, we've been forgiven for his namesake, those that are under that blood, Revelation 1:5, guess what? We're not looking for an excuse to stay there. We take vengeance on that sin. But not the modern day hypocrites Not the counterfeits within the church. They love to talk positive. Yep. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of metaphysics preachers out there, as they call themselves. They're motivational speakers. They're not born of the Spirit of God, friends. They're motivational speakers. There's a big difference. One's anointed, one's not. Read Isaiah 10:27. Also 1 John 2:27. There's a huge difference. Okay? And I'll get to that in a moment. But again, these counterfeits also like to use metaphysics, abstract theories. They're like the Epicureans in the book of Acts, right? The Stoics, they're always looking for something new to talk about, but it's got to be positive. These are the ones looking for excuses for their sins. They're the ones looking for, by the way, these are also the same ones that have a gloom and doom outlook of their future. Okay? Why? Because they've never been delivered from their sins to know otherwise. Read 2 Peter chapter 1. Oh, they love to talk positive. They love humanistic terms. They'll talk about anything and everything, but when it comes to Scripture, they're lost. That's a foreign language to them. And again, they love to talk positive. Scripture tells us to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to give you a quote by a guy by the name of William Booth. He was the founder of Salvation Army. Those in the Salvation Army, for the most part, should be ashamed of what they've done with that man's ministry that God gave him. Because it is, folks, it is about as watered down as it gets. Shameful, shameful, shameful. William Booth, the founder of that of Salvation Army, said, "The chief danger that confronts the coming generation will be religion without the Holy Ghost." Exactly. Christianity without Christ. Exactly. Forgiveness without repentance. Exactly. Salvation without regeneration. Titus 3:5. Exactly. Politics without God. In heaven without hell. He's also the guy that said everything must be brought into the subjugation of Christ himself. Hey folks, look to the fruit of these fruitless hypocrites that are looking for excuses for their sin. They're responsible for society. They're responsible for the culture. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, is because there is no light in them. They're not born of the Spirit. I want to say to you that make excuses for your sins, listen carefully while you still have time to listen. "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness." Right? You that work lawlessness. Also read Hebrews 10:26. We're putting a nail in the coffin of those that make excuses, friends. Christianity is not the product of human reasoning, because reason is an enemy to faith. Christianity is a divine intervention in Him alone, 100%. We're to find our faith in Him. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5 as well. Okay? Christianity is a divine intervention. Jesus came into the world to save us from our sin, Matthew 1:21, not to remain in our sin. Reason is what moves us out of God's country, per se, and moves us into the enemy's land. Christians belong in the supernatural realm, the miraculous realm, the overcoming realm. 1 John 5:4. Read it when you get a moment. Cross check 1-866-582-9933. So we can lose our salvation, not those that are born of God. Someone's saying, so we can lose our salvation. No, let me tell you something, Dino Fun. Read 2 Corinthians. Here, let me just go over there for you, because I know most people don't like to be challenged. They want to be told, and by the way, who told you that? Because the Bible doesn't tell you that. A hireling from the pulpit told you that. Don't ever question your faith. Really? Let's go over to 2 Corinthians really quick. And I want to go to chapter 13 verse. I'll just go to chapter 13, and I'm going to go to 4 and 5. Okay? What does the Bible say? Okay? He's the author of your faith. He'll also be the finisher of that faith. He who has begun a good work in you will also finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Right? Okay. If we're born of the Spirit, we're going to do the things of the Spirit. If we're born of the flesh, we're going to do the things of the flesh. And my Bible tells me that the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. So we're to be quickened constantly to the things of the spirit. Listen carefully. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Listen to me, all of you that have been told and have been assured by a man who has no business telling you that you're saved and never questioned your faith. It's not his business to tell you that. You cannot show me that scripturally. It's the Holy Ghost's job. Read 1 John chapter 5. Going back to 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. Oh, so we're supposed to examine ourselves. Of course we are. And what does Titus 1:16 tell me? This is the great motivator, or should I say, this is the line that will make distinction between those that are born of the Spirit and those that are not. Ezekiel 44:23 comes to my aid, and also Titus 1:16, okay? They profess that they know God, okay? But in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work. There is that word again, reprobates. Wow. I've been locked into the plow that I have here for 23 years. And I examine myself constantly. Why? Because I have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought. I got 2 minutes to finish this up, okay? It is the low standard of what is accepted as Christianity in America today that is responsible for much of the shame and sin and wickedness in the world. This is why the church has become a reproach in America today. Christ is the standard. These that look to another gospel, looking for grace to cover their sin, which is unscriptural, are reaping the curse. And would have you go along with them. Read Galatians 1:8. Folks, it really comes down to this. They are believers that don't believe. That's why they're looking for excuses. They're believers that don't believe. See, the sincere seeker is looking for opportunity to conquer. Romans 8:37. Excuses for sin? Nay. Not at all. For if not, he will never attain his desire. In fact, it's not really even a sincere desire of his heart. Yet again, you hear from these counterfeit professors as if perfection is some sort of curse word. It is. And you have to ask the question, what are you feeding on? Hey, folks, perfection is scriptural. A. Allen said, no Christian should make excuses for his own imperfections, but should recognize them as failures to keep the commandment of Christ, which is scriptural. The love of God is keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John, 2 John, you will find it there. He is to strive earnestly to overcome his sin. Perfection is the goal. Yep. 1 John 2:4-6, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked, as Jesus walked. Did Jesus commit sin? Isn't he our example? Aren't we to emulate the Christ? Jesus said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? They couldn't convince him of sin. He was perfect and is perfect. He's the Lamb of God without spot or blemish. And he tells us to be ye holy as he is holy. By the way, I'll end it in 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Okay? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.